It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's a Monday once again.
No, no, no. It's the Monday before we leave for Singapore.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
You know, we really have to announce it so that people will buy plane tickets to Singapore.
So they'll just decide to fly there on the day itself.
Yes. Wow. And of course, the people who are already there. But it would be fun if, because they are, did you get the tweets? Some people are buying tickets from Manila to go to Singapore.
To go to Singapore.
Like Tony's just mom? Tony's mom or Tony mom?
Yeah, somebody, like somebody's mom.
Yeah,
I think it's Jana's mom. Huh? Jana mom?
Something with Tony like in the Twitter handle. They just bought their tickets so that they'll see us. But I don't know what the circumstances were. Maybe they were really going to Singapore.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
They decided to go on the day, I mean, on the week that we're going.
Please, 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 please.
So anyway, it's on the 27th at O'Leary's.
O'Leary's, that's at the Singapore Flyer.
Yeah, 1 to 7 p.m.
Yeah. So please join us. It'll be fun.
What a book signing, huh?
I know, right?
In Singapore.
Sana natapatayo sa ano, no? Race weekend.
Oh.
Imagine.
Wow.
Yes, to see all those cars, to hear them, to see the drivers.
Kita mo si Kimi Raikkonen pumipila sa atin.
Ay!
Oh, sorry.
Sabi niya, can I have a kiss?
What?
No.
All three.
All three. Okay.
All right, so we've got a top 10 for you today. Thank you to I'm Not John Lloyd for suggesting this. We are looking for the top 10 questions for the ex.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, wow.
Well, there really are lots of questions.
Yeah, obviously, there won't be any answer. But what would be the question you would like to ask your ex? Pero we're opening this up. It's not just ex, like boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. You can include like ex-best friend, ex-boss.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Like people from, in your past.
Yeah.
Yeah, who are no longer...
Basically any ex.
Any ex.
Yeah.
Largely like romantic exes.
Hindi pa ding ex-man.
Pwede rin. Hindi pong parang in the case of let's say Robin Padilla, ex-brother.
Oh, diba? Ex-brother.
Pero ano
nangyari? Anyari. Yun yung tanong. Anyari.
Diba? Something like that. Pero mostly of course romantic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll concentrate on romantic but we'll open it up to any kind of ex.
It's so interesting because when you break up with someone there are questions.
There are questions.
Questions are never fully answered so and sometimes you have the question but you'll never get to answer. Ask it of them.
Isa pa, alam mo, pwede maraming kang questions. Ex-crushes.
Oh, right. Yeah. Did you like me back?
Parang,
kung
like
niligawan
ba
kita?
Sasagutin mo ba ako? Or would we have gone out if I had asked you out?
Yeah. Exactly. Mga ganun, di ba pwede rin ex-crushes.
Sounding interesting.
So, the top 10 questions for the ex. What?
Wala lang. How serendipitous? Serendipitous?
Yeah.
Wala lang. Because I was in the shower kanina.
And thinking about your ex?
Crush.
Crush?
Yeah. And she's
what?
Married now. No, she's married now. No, I was just thinking about it. And I was like, I wonder, had I met her and had I asked her out, would she have said, like, okay,
exactly.
Why
those
not?
Kinds of questions bug you out of nowhere.
All right.
So if you want to join us, just key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag questions for the X.
Best FM. Radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
What a way to wake up, huh? To Kelly Clarkson.
I know. Get your blood pumping.
I know. Good morning, guys. Welcome to April 23.
Two or three?
23.
3?
22.
We're
all lost.
It's 22. Tomorrow
April
is 22,
2013. My name is Del. We've got the first news update. Tom Cruise's. Is this our first?
No. Sorry. Scroll up.
Okay. I'm like, what?
Scroll up.
A top Philippine newspaper on Saturday was taken in by a spoof cover of Time magazine depicting President Benigno Aquino with his mouth agape running the picture on its front page. Quote, "We stand corrected. It was an honest mistake," said a short statement issued by the Inquirer's editor-in-chief Leti Jimenez-Magsanok, she did not say who gave the paper the picture, which had the Filipino leader saying in its caption, "I'm just the face of the whole country." The picture, however, remained on the paper's website on Saturday afternoon. Time named Aquino on its annual list of the 100 most influential people in the world, but he was not among the seven on the list who graced the covers of the magazine's U.S. and global editions, according to the magazine's website.
Because that's a meme, that picture that they used where he had his mouth open. Like, they had four pictures of President Aquino with his mouth open.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't know. This is a huge mistake for publication.
You know, that's the problem with the advent of Twitter.
Yeah.
Sometimes you really don't know which is real, which isn't.
But of course, I mean, it's different. The standard that you hold newspapers to is so different. Like, we could get taken in by these things, but not them. It's true. Shouldn't be.
I bet so many people were nabulyawan for this.
I'm sure. And
you know, it's like, why didn't you check?
Especially
a person of power. You know what I mean?
And the editor-in-chief is saying sorry in the newspaper stead, but I'm sure that this is not her fault.
But you know what? I'm really surprised, because they really should have checked, because it's a very unflattering photo.
Yeah.
That's why they used it as the meme, because the meme was like, you know, that, what's that, four pictures, one word thing?
Four pics, one word.
There were three pictures of President Aquino with his mouth open, and then a picture of Hulk Hogan and his daughter.
Yeah.
As parang, ano, is nga-nga. Anyway, it's that whole thing, because he's always nga-nga. And of course, that whole fail where the daughter and the father seem a little too touchy-feely.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's the memes. And it's, so they really chose the unflattering photos. And if you see the photo that was posted, it was really unflattering. I don't think Time would get a picture like that. It looks so unpresidential. So
especially when you're saying this is the 100 most influential.
Usually you'd get
and then you take a photo that's like that. Yeah.
And they hardly get, and for those official cover photos, they don't get like candid photos.
Uh-huh.
They usually get like the posed photographs.
Right.
I guess that should have been like a cue that maybe something fishy.
Seriously, even if you just Google, okay, let's just say Noynoy Aquino, you'll see on the images that there are a lot of like photos of him that are not unflattering.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like very dignified. Because here the expression on his face was like he was amazed at something. Like, and you wouldn't put a presidential picture of that on Time, right? So.
Well, but the curious thing is the Inquirer is not taking the picture off their website.
Well, not until the afternoon.
Okay, yeah, but they did eventually.
They eventually took it out afternoon. But
Okay. Yeah,
it's hard because if you've printed it already, how do you recall it?
That's the difficult part with print. It's there forever.
And like in the website, they could take it down by the afternoon. But with the print, you can't recall that.
Yeah.
Not all. That is the news, the first one today here on the show. We're back on a Monday. You got C, D, and G right here on The Morning Rush, as usual, taking you all the way until 10, only on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. The Morning Rush,
Top 10. Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Thank you very much to... I'm not John Lloyd for suggesting this. The top 10 questions for the ex. From, let's start off with Four Rene Boy. So, naka-graduate ka na pala. Second year ka nung naghiwalay tayo, di ba? So, naka-apat ka pang boyfriend.
Kasi one boyfriend per se.
Each one would have to shoulder
the tuition
per semester. Scholar ang peg nung ex niya. Ilad Villanueva says, here's a serious one. Did you ever regret being in a relationship with me?
That's actually a question that I think a lot of people will ask.
I think lalo na pag matagal kayo.
Yeah, and if it's a bad breakup.
Yun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Parang, did you regret it?
Kasi parang, was it worth it? You start to question whether or not the actual relationship was worth the horrible breakup.
Yeah. You feel like you wasted it. Yung parang, that's 3 years down the drain.
Especially those long engagements that don't end up in
or if you got cheated on.
If you got cheated on.
Kasi parang,
I have two friends, 9 years and 11 years. Tapos nag-break sila. Tapos right after, my friends were the girls. So right after nila mag-break, both yung 9 years saka 11 years. Within less than a year, nag-asawa na yung guy. Dun sa next girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
Always. Sabi nila parang ganun eh. After a long relationship, tapos nag-break up ka,
yeah,
the guy would always like marry agad the first girlfriend.
That's weird.
It's weird. At saka almost very similar trajectories yung kanilang relationship.
I guess they also started very early.
They did.
The problem with
mga high school sweethearts,
you know, starting with boyfriends that early is that it's hard to let them go even when you know, you know,
that you have to, because it's more of like sayang.
Sayang. Yeah, I hear that all the time. Sayang, may history.
Napaso sila dun sa long engagement. So the first girlfriend they have after, parang marriage again.
Marriage again.
And they don't want to do the same thing all over again.
Well, let's just hope it was successful.
Well, yeah. I never heard from them again. So I don't know. No, these are like college
super
friends.
Old college friends.
They're not super old.
No, I mean, not old in age, like from a long time ago.
Like you've known them from a long time ago, yeah.
Nung under construction pa yung UP.
1908.
And also, coming from Camilo, gaano kaputi ba dapat ang balat ko para balikan mo? Ano ba?
Well, I don't know.
Ken Karot says, so what's it like to date someone who's all boobs and no brain?
I guess he's fine.
Feeling ko fun naman.
Masaya naman.
Feeling ko okay naman. Parang wala naman siguro problema.
Mash Plutonium says, from my ex-boss, mayaman ka nga pero may kaibigan ka ba? That's a valid question.
Yeah.
Kasi sometimes, it depends. Sometimes you're rich because of an achievement.
Yeah.
And then sometimes there's, you're rich because ano ka, coops ka, so you know, you're able to.
And there are people who get rich by being ruthless.
And you know, you don't like it. It's like Survivor.
Yeah.
You get the $1 million, but everybody hates you, you know, because. Camila says, were you at least happy when we were together?
Yeah.
Obviously, at the point of the breakup, hindi na, di ba? But at least
when things were genuinely happy.
Can you actually look back and say, yeah, those were, you know, those were the good days?
Yeah.
I could say that.
Yeah. Not me.
No.
Because my exes, they're all like not real.
Me, I think I can say that for every ex.
At the point that you were happy.
At
you
the
were
point
really
that
happy.
I was happy, I was really happy.
That's nice.
Because I don't think I would get into a relationship knowing naman na. And the minute that I'm not happy with it, I would have called it off. Because it's just not, I'm just not the type of person who believes that, you know, you should just stay there just for the, kasi sayang. Yun nga, a lot of people kasi won't break up with people because they think it's sayang.
Ayun, you'll stay muna kasi ang hot nila.
Okay yun.
Masaya naman ako nun.
I really
enjoyed all of my relationships prior to the breakup.
Yeah,
I really did.
Oh, that's nice.
Except maybe the first. I felt like I had no. It wasn't a conscious like.
But then that was because you were so young.
Yeah, I was too young to know what I want.
No, because even the first, even in the short time that it happened, I was happy.
That's why you were happy, because it was short.
No, Rene, I like it long.
Oh, really?
Yes, you do.
Really?
No, I mean, because
it leaves a lasting impression. Mm-hmm.
No, because if you spend a longer time with someone, then you know, you have more to say that you won't work out.
Yeah.
I get it. But if it's so short, but you don't get to see each other's bad.
Parang perfect.
And if it's short,
perfect,
if it's short kasi, it's just the honeymoon phase.
It's the honeymoon phase, yeah.
You don't get to the whole, you know, deeper part of the relationship.
Kami naman, umabot naman kami dun sa point na na-upgrade ko na siya sa postpaid.
2 pesos of love
issue. Everything fell apart. Everything just fell apart.
So what's the lesson in that? Never upgrade
keep
to postpaid.
Keep them on
prepaid. Prepaid.
Keep them on prepaid.
Or consumable postpaid.
What a lesson in life. Ayun ano man, okay, Dr. Love.
Keep it on prepaid.
Ilad Villanueva says, bakit? Mas malaki ba siya mag-tip sa akin?
Oh. I wonder what kind of ex this is.
Mash Plutonium says, for my ex-girlfriend, bakit hindi dumugo yung puso mo? Parang you seem so okay. You're not even affected. Ako nagdurugo puso ko. Ikaw parang wala. Hindi man lang
kasi dumugo. Bitin yung pag-ibig mo.
Ganun mo yan?
Oh.
Sure.
Oh.
Chenong says, at which point did you realize that you stopped loving me? Especially kung clueless ka. Yeah. Especially kung clueless ka and ikaw, you were still loving them at that point and then sila parang, they just broke up and said, you know, I just fell out of love. You kind of like, at what point?
But when don't you don't want to hear it?
Ako, I don't want to hear it.
I want to hear it.
I'd want to hear it. So I'd know what to avoid.
Yeah.
Ako, I don't want to know.
Diba parang you learn kasi from your past. So, in knowing
you just don't
want
to make the same mistake.
It might be painful, but you just don't want to make the same mistake.
Ako rin. I want to know. I'd want to know. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 questions for the ex comes from that guy Mark, well, so fitting, ex.
He says,
kumusta ka na? Ano? Natututbrush ka na ba? Kasi nung sila, medyo...
Apparently, hindi siya tututbrush.
Gross.
Medyo, ano, medyo...
Right.
Suggestion lang siya, hindi siya obligation. The top 10 questions for the X. If you want to join us, key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag questions for the X.
This is RX93.
Monster Radio RX93.1.
Hey, before anything else, can we just say a belated happy birthday to Mr. Gene Velasquez?
Yes.
Is it belated? I think it was yesterday, right?
I
or was
think
it celebration?
So. I think so.
Because
I
celebrities,
see it on Twitter.
It's always like a two-part thing.
I know.
But happy birthday.
Sometimes a week before, people are already greeting them. And
right.
You're thinking it's their birthday, hindi pala.
Remember Rocco?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You had to say, look, my birthday isn't until next week.
And nakabitin pa naman yun when you're greeting someone, happy birthday today.
Yeah.
2 days pa. Parang, especially when you're so happy you remembered.
Yeah.
Nakakabitin. Coffee? Have you had coffee
before? No. Ito pala, hindi pa nakakabitin. Belated happy birthday.
Ayun, bitin yan.
Ayun, bitin. Belated happy birthday to my mom who celebrated her birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday!
Belated! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
And advanced happy birthday to my brother, Mark, who's celebrating his birthday tomorrow.
Wow.
Oh, my brother too.
Yeah.
Sam.
But we have the same, I know.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into a request.
Yahoo OMG Awards. Winner is The Morning Rush with Chico, Delamar, Gino. Best radio show. OMG Awards. RX93.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX93.1. And okay, we've got the top 10 courtesy of I'm Not John Lloyd. The top 10 questions for the ex from Preppy Eds. Now that you're not together, some people need to ask this. Did you ever cheat on me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Cause there are doubts.
Well, some don't need to ask that because that's
they
the,
find out.
Yeah, that
they
led to the reason.
But for those whose suspicions were never
confirmed.
Parang you just wanted
para
to know.
Sure.
Did you ever cheat on me? Yeah.
Ever.
And
yeah.
Then,
oh, nga.
At number from langa pala tayong number na from ako ni Colette. Bakit naman sa pangit mo pa ako ipinalit? Kasi for some people, that's not... Because there are people na talagang... The looks will always figure in you know,
in their
relationships.
Choice,
yeah. But for some, it doesn't. But especially for girls.
Yeah.
Sometimes talaga, girls, they just look for somebody who makes them laugh, who makes them feel beautiful. Or
sometimes
for some types
they look
of
for people with a lot of money. Also.
No, I was going to say.
It's,
I was going
sorry,
to say,
but it's true naman.
Yeah, there are some. Anunala is like, how will... this guy benefit me in terms of that.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's not just money, ha? Pati yung...
The power
yung
that
the power,
you have.
The
I think people are in love with power.
Or the social status that he will give you when you get together.
I think especially for in the club scene. The guy is known, diba? I mean, because it's so important. What? Oh, it's so important. You know how it is in the club
Sobra.
Scene.
Sobra.
You know when you walk into the club,
because
everyone mostly would be good looking.
Yeah.
If you're clubbing, then it means you kind of have money to spend. So,
but it's something else if you're like one of the.
You can have
all the money in the world, pero kung di ka kilala nung let's say the people, to the bouncers or whoever. That doesn't mean anything.
That's true. Oh,
so you, if a guy is, you know, he's well known or I don't know,
fame, power, and finances.
Oh, let's say you have this like this really big. I won't call it, hardware chain, and you're wicked rich.
Yeah.
Try to go to a club na parang exclusive.
Then
go to the front and you go, you know, I've got so much money.
Yeah.
It's not. That's not what they're looking for.
Yeah, it's not just the money. You know, in the society circles, you know, it's about money and power and whatever and status and where you were born and if you were born rich or if you earned it.
Right.
You know, all these things figure in the alta de ciudad.
Even like going out with a guy who's the head of a utilities company.
Exactly.
Because, yeah. I mean, they're
or a mining company.
A mining company.
Because there's so much money in mining.
Right. And also, let's see here.
Have you had rich, rich significant others? Like super rich? Richer than you?
No.
Oh, really? No?
Super rich? No.
Ken Karot says,
I don't know. I'm not really sure.
You'd ever asked?
Because if you're just gonna say like, you know, flashy, like, oh, they own like 17 Mercedes Benzes and BMWs.
Sometimes
in
that case, it's not.
Yeah, but it's not. No, I mean, I don't.
Some are landed, kasi.
Yeah, you don't really ask naman na parang, oh, what are your assets and liabilities?
No, because if you sometimes, because in the course of going out,
you'll just know.
You find out.
Yeah.
I remember once in college, this guy asked me out. And I'm like, okay. So one day, he picks me up in a car, a certain car. The next day, it's different
another car.
And then the third day, pero I met
tapos
him.
May car rental pala sila.
But I met him taking the bus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We met at the bus kasi going to UP from where we live. Parang it's such an you meet the same people getting off
pretty
in
much,
UP.
Yeah.
And then I learned that he lived in one of the posh
so why was he in a bus? Wala lang.
Villages. It's weird because he's the son of one of the head of a multinational.
Okay.
But I don't know why his parents did that. He lives in one of the
like you said, posh villages. Yeah.
He would bike out of his village, reach EDSA, leave his bike there, and then take a bus to UP. And that's every day.
Why?
Pero may I don't know.
Pero may auto naman siya.
What happens to the bike? May bago siyang bike the next day.
They leave it with the guards or something. I guess they're, I don't know.
Wow.
Is this where I think it is?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So you can leave your bike. So he bikes out of the village. He takes the bus and then goes to UP, comes back home, and then he bikes again.
Wow. Siguro ang powerful ng legs niya.
Magandang thighs. Ay, ganun, kakabike ba naman niya?
Exactly.
But that is kind of, baka naman the parents just wanted to instill like sort of like.
He's one of those, he's one of those rich kids.
We don't want you to be like too spoiled and.
Yeah.
Parang born with a.
Ang wild lang. Kasi you would never think if you see him that he's that rich.
I'm so bugged. I met this girl once. She was like, but so we started talking about that and she's like, of course not, I'm not spoiled kaya. Mm. And it's like, oh, sige nga, prove it. Look, I commute every day.
Oh.
Lang, really? Yeah. I take the MRT to Shangri-La and then the driver fetches me.
No, but at least there's still...
Pero actually, that's true.
At least may commute
pa. Pero ang cute pa rin. I mean,
well,
like, come on.
I take the MRT
to Shangri-La pa talaga. Tapos dun pa siya susunod ng driver niya.
But there's still... It's still commuting.
Yeah, it's still commuting. Tsaka for them, they would hardly share.
Hindi, pero diba? Most people would be like... Magko-commute ka na rin lang. Ituloy-tuloy mo na.
Kasi if she's rich, she probably lives in Makati, right?
Yeah.
And there's no bus stop. There's no MRT stop in one of the posh villages. You'd have to get off
Yeah, you'd have to get off somewhere. Or maybe like, just say if she lives in... no, because if she was going down in Siang, baka she lives in one of the posh villages in the north. And most of the posh villages in the north...
I think UP to
But hindi na lang siya sinundo. No. She works in Makati.
Yeah, so she works in Makati.
So she's going the other way.
So sa umaga, she's brought to Shangri-La and then she takes the MRT
to Makati.
And then pa-uwi, she goes back. Tapos siya sa Shangri-La.
Yeah, and then she lives in one of the posh villages in the north.
In the north.
And most of the villages...
One of the valles siguro or something.
There's no... no public transportation.
Yeah, it's true.
To get
true.
To there.
Yeah.
Or siguro meron
jeep. Diba ikaw, nag-jeep ka dati, tapos naglalakad ka to
Valle.
Pero at least you have that option. Some people, kung kunyari yung village mo, walang ano, bahala ka, mag-taxi ka or something.
No, kasi like, I would walk from Siang to Valle.
Can you imagine if you lived in Forbes or Dasma? Wala namang tricycle to.
Actually, diba?
And you live like inside the village.
Yeah.
You'd have to walk. Walang choice.
Because they already assume that you're rich enough to get a car.
To get a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy Bakal says, yung mga exes na biglang nagpapakita ulit, ang question mo, so ano to? Are you trying to win me back or you just want to play again?
It's my answer.
Mm.
Yung parang, what? Because the last time you were just playing. So now that you're here again,
are you serious
playing,
or you want to play again?
Na ba to?
Mga bumabalik after years.
Diba?
Diba, why? Ano,
papalamdam ulit, ah.
Why? Diba, why are you here?
And then
you wake up one morning and he's staring straight into your face. You wake up and then like, okay, you are watching me while I sleep. What is this?
What was happening there?
Hindi ko alam. Actually, alam mo, even now, that when you said the topic today, parang, I swear that's one of the things that I would ask my ex. What were you doing staring at me while I was sleeping? You know what I think happened? He came back because he had decided he wanted to get married. And he was checking out all the girls, I guess, who stood out in his long resume of his love life.
Right.
And I was one of them. So siguro, he was like looking at me thinking,
ano ba, papakasalan ko ba to?
Hindi, ang liit nito eh.
Taka,
she's too short.
Ilang hours yung plane ride?
You're such a jerk.
Doon mo malalaman kung tagasan.
Para malaman kung tagasan eh. Ilang hours ang plane ride? Tsaka saan ang mga stopover?
Oh, pero haba na hair ko, dinayo ko.
Oh, diba? Oh.
Galing ng style mo.
Samani, you're such a jerk.
Ivan Berlongan says, di ba usually when you ask a question sa ex mo, let's say you bump into them, oh, who are you dating now?
I never asked that question.
I can't.
It's too awkward. Unless na lang sobrang, because there are exes na nagiging friends talaga kayo after. Mm-hmm. But then again, there are also the exes na you're just casual, sort of like, when you see each other, it's not like you want to kill each other or whatever, but you say hi.
But do you want really... to? I mean, deep down, do you want
of
to know?
Of course I do.
Ako rin eh. Pero nahiya ako.
Oh, so. Of course I do.
I never asked that, but do you want to know?
Oh! No, seriously, I want to find out.
Me too. I would know, but I want to know if...
I think it's more pride than anything. Yung ano, yung you want to find out just to see na parang, okay, I'm better looking than he is. Yung mga ganun.
Hindi, ako I want to know if he's happy. I really care that he's happy.
Ako, Kebs. Talagang, yun lang. Kasi competitive eh.
Gusto mo lang malaman kung sinong panalo.
Oo.
Ano, sige, mamaya na lang yan. Ito na lang. From Camilo, sa tingin mo, sino sa ating dalawa ang mas nasaktan?
Mm.
Oh, that's a good question.
Very
that's a good question.
Break even.
Yeah,
break
very
even.
Break even.
Hindi siya siguro to his friends, ang sama mo, you hurt him so bad. But to your friends, ang sama niya, he hurt you so bad.
Oh, so, FYI, sino kaya sa atin ang mas nasaktan?
Pero there are breakups kasi na it's clear.
Even
the person who is at fault will know na parang, that was my fault. That was my bad.
Yeah.
Kasi the breakup I'm thinking of, hindi mo talaga malaman who's more hurt eh. My friends will say something else and then his friends will say something else.
Yeah, kasi parang, like, let's just say, okay, let's just put it this way. Na parang kunwari, you broke up with somebody because that somebody cheated on you.
Mm.
But the reason he cheated on you was because you were neglecting that person. Na parang ganun.
So whose fault is it?
Mm. Yeah.
Ay, hirap, no? And who's to say?
It's tricky.
Who's to say? Like, quantify. Can you quantify pain?
Yeah.
I mean, to an exaggerated amount, yes. Pero yung mga masyadong malapit, it's hard. I mean, you know what I mean? Parang
just like the, ano, just like the song. Yung, what's that? Yung Claire Marlowe. Yung, if I was the one who, parang, yung parang, bakit ako yung nagsasuffer ngayon?
If I'm the one who... Hindi yata Claire Marlowe yon. Hindi ba ano yon?
Basta yung parang kung ako yung umalis, bakit? I'm still here.
Vertical Horizon.
Yeah,
Vertical Horizon.
How did it go?
Parang, if I was right and you were wrong, why are you the one who's gone and I'm still here?
Yon, di ba? Yung parang, sometimes you'd be surprised. Yung umalis, turns out siya pa yung mas miserable afterwards.
Agree.
Parang, di ba ikaw yung umalis? Bakit ikaw yung miserable? Di ba? So,
especially
the rules are blurred.
Grabe.
Diba? Or yung mga tipong ikaw na nga yung sinaktan pero ikaw pa rin naghihintay. Yan yun eh.
Yeah, yeah.
Meron din. Exactly.
That's
right?
What I'm Still Here is about. Diba? Yeah. Parang it's like, hey, parang ako yung nasaktan. I'm still here.
Mm.
But why is it like that? Na parang, yeah, you're the, kunwari, you're the one nga who cheated
at
on
fault.
Me. But I'm still waiting for you. Oh.
Mash Plutonium says, for an ex-mayor, totoo ba na ang posisyon sa pamahalaan ay parang kayamanan na pinapasa sa mga anak?
The dynasties.
Diba? Ken Carot says, for the ex-boss, is your success worth losing all the friends whose toes you stepped on to get there?
Yep. Mm,
yeah.
And Ken Carot also says, so tell me, how lonely does it get at the top? Okay, and the top entry for the questions for the ex comes from, like I said earlier, Ivan Berlong.
He says,
like we said, minsan ana is, so who are you seeing? Pero siya ang tanong niya, oh, sinong niloloko mo ngayon? Not who are you dating? Not
it's a question slash judgment slash accusation.
Sino niloloko mo ngayon?
Hindi, pero kung alam mo naman kasi na yun talaga yung ano, diba?
Ganun there, talaga sila eh.
There really are people
ano,
who
okay
are...
Okay ba? Okay ba siya? Yeah. Niloloko mo ngayon? Okay ba? Gullible ba? Gullible? And so there you go, the top 10 questions for the ex. Very naughty entry. Key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931.
Best.
Please include hashtag FM Morning Rush and hashtag Radio questions Station for the
20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio, RX93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
And because we're talking about exes today, let's just... We have to play this song. Thank you to Kelly Byrne for asking us to play Adele, Someone Like You, right here on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1. Good morning, guys. It's Adele again in for another news update. Jennifer Love Hewitt's grandmother has a nickname for her that is unique, to say the least. The 34-year-old appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres Show Friday to chat with a talk show host and guest host Matthew Perry about playing... Can I say this word? I don't think I can.
I don't know.
About playing a woman of the night.
Yes.
With a heart on the client list. When DeGeneres asked if it was true that Hewitt's grandmother is a fan of the Lifetime series in which the actress is routinely donning barely their negligees as necessitated for her character's profession, the actress confirmed it was true. Hewitt confirmed she likes it. She ignores the parts that she doesn't like and pretends like they're not happening. Grandma has a special term of endearment, if you can call it that. That's what she said. And she has it for Hewitt because of their racy role. She calls me her little TV hoe.
That's the grandmother's
That's so cute.
Nickname.
My little TV hoe.
My little TV hoe.
And she thinks that's really funny, but she does it out loud to people. She'll be like, this is my little TV ho. I'm like, Grandma, not out loud. On the phone with me, family joke, funny, not out loud in the mall or the restaurant, but she gets a kick out of it.
Yeah.
You know, grandmothers reserve the right to make fun of their grandchildren.
Grandmothers.
And they always have the excuse kasi na parang I'm old, I can say whatever.
At saka, no, really titas, moms, yeah, they really routinely embarrass you in front mm-hmm. of everybody.
But I think... The fact that she says it means, of course, she thinks her granddaughter is so wholesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But on TV, it's such a novelty to see her, you know, play
you
a bad girl.
You would never call your granddaughter little hoe if there was some truth to it.
If there was truth to it,
even if she wasn't being paid, but she acts like it.
Yeah,
I mean, you wouldn't do that,
like
right?
Like rhymes with glutty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my little TV hoe. Chico Parico. Our little radio hoe.
Huh? Radio.
Radio.
Radio. Di ba pwede?
Pwede.
My little radio. Oh my gosh.
Ang pero yung sa'yo may ano.
Radio. Ha, 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 ha.
Medyo may truth.
Excuse me. I don't get paid.
That's the news. Yo, we got more for you next hour because it is a Monday. We'll give you the number one movie in the United States over the weekend. For now, enjoy the Morning Rush right here on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1.
So you'll tell us what's number one sa inyo.
Jerk.
In your shores.
Jerk.
on your side of the planet.
Right? Sa mga peeps mo, kung ano pinanood niyo?
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Sisiraan na ng bites ng mga tao dito.
It's kind of fun though, I have to admit. Okay, so
hey, yeah. My yaya so demanding. Mom, paki-greet po si ganyan-ganyan. And I'm like, okay, mom, ngayon na po. So let's just say hello to Joanne Nazer, a friend of your kasambahay.
Ooh.
Yeah, who's listening this morning to The Morning Rush.
Hello.
Hello, good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
And to Iyang, who's so demanding.
All right, here we go.
And to Marisa na rin.
Ayun.
We've got our top 10 for you guys, courtesy of I'm Not John Lloyd, the top 10 questions for the ex. Let's start off with R.D. Jamera. Sinong mas magaling sa amin?
Ay.
Saan?
Sa
pagmamahal.
Sa pagmamahal. Sometimes you just wanna know. Wala lang. Yeah. FYI. It doesn't really matter who she says is better.
How do you...
Pero ang
sakit I don't believe that. Honestly, ha? I mean...
I don't want to believe it.
No, kasi your chemistry with anyone is so unique. You can appeal...
No, but there are certain...
Skills
and techniques that make a person.
Because the quirks are different.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean,
but that's, I think, the only way you can actually measure it if it's the same.
Kunyari, pareho kayong.
Alam mo, it's so different. Alam ko na kung bakit. Kasi you're answering as guys. I'm answering as girl.
As a girl, that's right.
Remember, the weight of some things depend on guys.
Yeah.
Sa bagay, no? Hindi niyo masasabi na kaya mo bang mag-dive bomber?
I don't even know what that is.
Ano yan? Ako lang nag-coin na.
But I get what you're trying to say.
So, and it's a different kind of pain, I suppose. Yung sino mas magaling sa amin tsaka sinong mas minahal mo.
Yeah.
Oh.
That I don't want to find out.
Kasi diba, ibang klaseng pain yun. One is just a purely physical thing, but it's important to a lot of people.
The other one is more ego na naman eh.
Ego rin.
Ego.
And then, I guess if a guy is staying with a girl because he loves her, not because she's the best in whatever,
yeah,
that says a lot. Because guys are one-track minded.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, that's a generalization.
Ito na lang. What would you rather have? Kunyari, sabi niya,
magagalit na naman si Gino sa sagot ko.
Ganito.
Yung mga, what would you rather have?
Oh, listen. Yung, what would you choose? Mas minahal kita, pero mas magaling siya? Or, mas magaling ka, pero mas minahal ko siya?
Mas magaling ka.
Talaga?
No? Eh, kasi wala na rin eh. What's the point of me finding out that you just love me more? Eh, wala na rin naman.
Ito talaga, iba talaga yung pinanggagalingan ni Gina.
Hindi kasi ako, I'm the same.
Yun na rin?
Oo.
Kasi wala na rin
Wala na eh. What's the point?
Oo. At least you still know na para, okay. At least I'm ano.
And plus, I can take that.
With me. That and then bring it somewhere else. And present it to someone else. Exactly.
Someone who will appreciate.
More than. Kasi parang, let's just say, sinabi niya nga na parang, mas minahal kita. It's not like other people are gonna be like, oh, siguro there's something so lovable about this guy. You know, they're not gonna say that.
What's wrong with that?
I don't think they're gonna say that. I don't think I don't know. I don't know what it, you know, how a woman's mind goes. But the way I see it, I'd be like, "Uy, magaling siya." More than, "Ay, ano siya, lovable siya."
Ang sarap,
you know what I
mean?
Oh, eh, hindi.
Okay.
Why? What would you pick? Oo nga, ang daya nito. Tingnan mo, pinatanong tayo tapos sasagot.
Hindi, ako nga nagtatanong eh.
Hindi, sagutin
mo yung sarili mong tanong.
Sige, ganun na rin.
Alam ko, hindi yun ang sagot.
Hindi.
Hindi yun. Eh, kasi wala naman ako investment sa mga exes ko eh. I don't really care. So, yeah, I must say. Kasi they weren't like real exes, you know. So their exes, because there was an official sige tayo na, but it didn't really last long.
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah,
longest
yeah.
was like 3 months. So there's not much.
I guess
yun na nga lang. Kasi at least.
Diba? Because you can take it. It's a skill that you can take with you. The you. I was loved.
Asa kaminsan because of that. That's why they love you.
With guys,
that's
huh?
true.
With guys.
Galing mo.
Yeah, with guys.
Banking on Kismet says, so, anong pakiramdam ng betrayed? Sakit, no?
Yeah.
Especially if you found out that your ex was betrayed the way he or she betrayed you.
Mm.
Cristiano Reynaldo says, anong feeling na lagi kang kinukumpara sa mga leading brands? Yung brand X.
Ay,
diba? Ano pa karamdam? Lagi ka nalang nilang kinukumpara sa leading brand.
Sa brand Y.
Oo, tapos bilang leading brand. Ken Karot says, to my ex-crush, what happened to you? You used to be so hot. Did you ever see mga previous
yes.
crushes nyo? Tapos parang, what was I thinking?
Uh-huh.
But they also
that was my crush.
But they also look different at the
they
time,
look different,
diba?
Yeah. Yeah, some people kasi peak early.
Yeah.
Like they look really good in their teens.
High school.
Or whatever.
Sometimes they peak twice, eh. They have like a twin peak.
Si Chico!
Blue Gray says, oh, nakita sila nung ex nila, no? Like for the longest time. Tapos ang tanong ni Blue Gray, oh, ano? Kamusta ka na? May load ka pa ba?
Pero yun, alam mo yung may concern.
Talaga, meron talaga eh. Pa. Oh, kasi ba, wala.
Lambing eh, no?
Baka walang nagbibigay sa'yo ng load na. Seth Ration says, does she know how you told me that you would hold me until you die? But you're still alive.
No.
Hey, that's Alanis. Alanis.
Ivan Borlongan says, nadadala mo ba regularly yung office ID mo? Do you remember? Every morning, kailangan pa kitang paalalahanan.
Nako. Mm.
Sometimes it's those things, no?
Yeah.
It's those little
it's
things.
It's those little things. That,
oh my gosh.
And all those little things.
No, but it's true. Because yeah. you remember most of them by because of the details.
Parang sino nagpapaalala ng ID mo in the morning?
Plus love really is in the details.
True.
Gumagalaw-galaw pa ba yung mga paa mo?
Ano?
Never mind.
Bakit gumagalaw-galaw? Ano yun?
Ano yun?
Basta.
Caught in an diba? Honest moment.
Yung biglang hindi siya nagpe-pay attention yung mga nasabi siya bigla
na. The truth came out, but we can't make heads or tails of it.
Didn't you ever, ano, I don't know.
Para kayo mga ano natin, yung mga, kasi ba,
actually, fine. I wrote about this someone on the blog. I had an ex who...
Yes.
Who tapped her feet a lot.
Mm.
Like whenever she was happy, she would always be tapping her.
Parang
happy feet. Parang happy feet.
Parang happy feet.
Exactly. Parang happy feet. So parang that would always be an indicator of what she felt like.
That she's happy.
Na parang she would tap her feet away. So.
Wow.
Whatever.
Little
Caught
tender
in
moment.
An
there.
Honest moment.
Shut up.
Wow, this is a first.
Oh, sige, sabi.
Kasi honest.
Sige, sabihin mo ako na parang, oh, Chico, ang ganda ng shirt sa'yo, ha? Bagay sa'yo.
Oh, Chico, ang ganda ng shirt mo, ha? Nagtatap
yung pa. Siya pala yung ex.
Pilingero.
And then that guy marked X says, do you see me when you kiss him? Do you taste me when you lick his skin? Hashtag Ume Adrian.
No.
It's from a song.
The Calling.
Ken Karot says, can you finally tell me what that missed call was all about? Apparently, it was an issue when they were together.
Maybe that was an issue.
Something
when
that happened about a missed call. Tapos awaya nila. And yung parang, oh, ito,
since
total,
tapos
na
tayo.
And it doesn't even matter anymore. Why are you shaking your head, though?
Ayaw ko naman ganyan tanong.
Tapos parang, can you finally tell me what the hell that was all about?
Right.
Yung mga hindi nyo masabi sa isa't isa kasi baka mag-break kayo. Kaya na nga eh, break na eh. Diba?
Mm-hmm. Actually, that's
those
true.
Things.
Yung mga, kasi dati, pag, if you brought it up, it would have been like a horrible conversation.
Yeah.
Or a horrible fight.
Exactly. Kayo, but diba? Now that you guys are broken up.
Diba? It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter
Can
anymore.
You tell me what was that all about?
Pero my gosh, some of them would never admit.
Take it to the grave.
Yeah. They would never admit that they were wrong or never admit that, yes, they were cheating on you.
Yeah.
Or yes, that was the other girl calling me.
Diba? You know? Yes, it was another boy.
Calling me.
Sige, last. Second to the last. For Rene Boy says, oh, bakit kumakatok ka na naman sa pintuan ko? Ay, oo nga pala. Start na ng enrollment.
Monster Scholar!
Patient, eh, no?
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 questions for the ex comes from Iled Villanueva.
Iled says,
what are you more sorry for? Leaving me or loving me?
Oh.
Hirap naman.
Hirap na mga ganyang tanong.
Okay.
All right. So if you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag questions.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part 3.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Morning Rush,
can you stop playing your Dragon Veil?
I'm not playing Dragon Veil.
What are you playing?
Excuse me.
Hello Kitty.
Huh?
Hello
no.
Kitty.
No.
And the end.
Tiny Castle.
Man.
Which also
he gets more games like this every day.
You know, I wonder if there's a study.
Dumadami.
Of what it means when you choose certain apps.
That's not true, huh? You're
let's
no,
know.
I'm not,
let's.
I'm not,
you're
not,
profiling.
Hey, what
exactly,
if we gender profile?
Let's compare apps.
Oh, sige. Okay. Sige, let's read the apps. Pero, sige.
Italo ako dito kasi hindi ako mahilig mag-apps.
Please. Hindi, kahit na. Just to see
na. Ito ko na naman.
Okay, okay.
All right.
Let's read them off.
Okay.
Oh, sige.
What's our app?
Bigay-bigay tayo ng isa-isa.
Okay.
Aside from the obvious.
Okay.
Like, obviously, I have Dragon Veil.
Start off with the games.
Sige.
Sige.
Snowboard.
Diamond Dash.
Hmm. Okay. Kitty Kawaii. Gina Boy.
Angry Birds.
I have ano, flashcards for spelling for kids.
Tiny Monsters.
Iron Man Mark 7.
Mm-hmm.
Nursery TV 1. Nursery Rhymes.
Flutter.
What's Flutter?
What's Flutter?
Parang Butterfly Farm. You breed butterflies. Ano ba?
Army of Darkness.
ABC Music.
Littlest Pet Shop.
Clash of Clans.
Phone, iPhone for kids.
Ay, ako na. Wonder Zoo.
Hungry Shark.
Jangle.
Monster Story.
Avengers.
Candy Crush.
Tree World.
Four picks, one word.
Ito hindi na to ano ah. Camera 360.
Nemo's Reef.
Surviving High School.
Well, Surviving High School.
Flashlight. That's an app.
Yeah.
Jewel HD.
Cause of Death.
Wow.
Parenting.
Toy Village.
Candy Crush.
Viber.
Fawnia Ranch.
Injustice.
Ano?
Ano?
Fawnia Ranch.
Fawnia Ranch?
Parang Fawnia. Like fawn, like fauna. Flora and fauna. Mga animals. Fawnia Ranch.
Yoko na. You don't wanna.
Injustice.
Diba? Parang
you'll really
scene,
see.
No?
You'll really see.
It's so distinct.
Yeah,
personality. Because yours, it's more.
For kids.
For kids. Sa akin mga. Mula, Marvel, uh-oh. DC, whatever.
Sige, ay sa akin. Ano? Ano? Ha? Huh? What are you going to say?
Very.
Ha?
Ano,
ha? Ha?
Parang 8-year-old yung may-ari ng phone.
8-year-old girl.
8-year-old girl, exactly.
Diba?
All you right. know, I'm surprised you don't even have Barbie on your iPad.
Meron? Who cares?
Dapat ulihin natin siya ng ganito.
Meron nga eh, alam mo.
Tapos ganito, no?
Okay, at can, ano, confession.
Bika ko, magbigay ka ng name. One morning, pasok ko dito. Uy, si ano, nandis, ano? Ha? Ay, si ano? Ah, who cares?
Promise, ha?
Uy, si Madonna nasa Pilipinas to.
Who cares?
Merong app.
Mm.
Disney Princess. Tapos dodomiton mo sila.
Uy, parang that sounds like fun.
That actually sounds like
kasi
fun.
Kasi kunyari magkakaroon
Gino,
na ng ano.
No, Gino. Nee.
Tapos ano eh, sino ba yung mga nandun?
Hang on to the last shreds of masculinity.
Even specific ano lang eh, princesses eh. Like, well, Tiara's there. Or Tiana. Tiana, Tiara.
Tiana.
Tiana from there. Princess and the Frog?
Yeah. I love her.
I think si Belle, of course. Tapos ganun. Meron sila mga ball gown, meron sila yung mga regular clothes.
Tapos simulan lang yung pwede mong damitan ng panglalaki.
Alam mo, I was watching Joy Luck Club. And diba the voice of Mulan is one of the girls there. Mm-hmm. Parang, I see her and I'm like, you're not that character. You're Mulan.
Yeah
you're not her. You're
yeah, you're not
else,
her. So. You're Mulan.
Ang dami pa yung mga girly apps.
Pero parang astig yun. No, seriously. Actually, yeah. Just because I'm a big Disney fan.
Ako rin eh.
Ako rin eh.
Ano kaya? Download natin.
Tara.
Oh, tara.
Tapos let's come up with a
pagandahan tayo ng damit.
Ay!
Ay! Ay!
Ay! Flashback talaga ako dun sa Friday episode natin with Isabel.
Yeah.
Kasi parang ganito rin yun. It's such a girly thing.
Hindi kasi kompleto talaga with shoes and accessories. Just tinala natin who will come up with the best.
Okay, try not to get too excited. Try not to sound too excited.
Tapos ipapaano natin, ipopost natin online.
Tapos papajudge natin kung sino yung best outfit.
Oh my gosh. Okay, sige. Next. The top 10, courtesy of I Am Not John Lloyd, the top 10 questions for the ex.
Quick what's up to Coke Villaflor. What's up, Coke?
Hello, good morning. Jing Dalagan says, ano ba talaga ang habol mo sa akin? Ako o yung pinangtustos ko sa'yo?
Pinang ano?
Tustos.
Oh. Yung parang yung ginastos ko sa'yo.
Sinapang-support.
Pinang-support ko sa'yo. Master Jake says, hindi, later na lang yan. Callie Byrne says, after the Adam's apple, ano ang next mo munang pinatanggal?
Oh.
Ay. I'm Not John Lloyd says, what is your favorite memory of ours?
Oh, that's
I think
a
that's
nice.
An interesting
that's
a nice one, yeah.
Di ba? Parang, kasi I'm sure you have your own. So right. You wanna know, para sa'yo, ano yung parang indelible in your memory? Camilo says,
without naming names, can you answer that?
Me?
Ex, ha?
No. Sige, sige. Yung, hi. Yung.
I'm so embarrassed. I can't.
Why?
Nung pupunta tayong Manila Zoo. Really, really.
One of your fondest memories?
Yung parang, yeah.
Kilala ko yan eh.
I know, right? Eh, kasi hindi pa siya nakakapunta ever dun. So anyway. Oh.
Adele.
Choose
itong ginagawa na.
Hindi, fondest lang naman. Fondest. Tapos na yan
eh. Naglulod ako ng commercials kayo muna.
Okay, ikaw, Gina Boy. Just a fondest memory doesn't mean anything. It means it was a really nice memory.
Going to Station 168 to play Ragnarok. That's so
whoa.
Weird. I know, right? So
really?
Weird. Yeah.
Wow.
Right? And she wasn't even into games.
But she just tried it out.
And she actually ended up liking it. Pretty
aww,
cool.
Wow. That's so cute.
Yeah.
Hi, Cardell. Kahit hindi dito sa Philippines.
Ikaw sobra ka na.
What?
Kuta ka na.
I'm just saying.
Kuta ka na. Sobra ka na.
Eh, kasi yung topic eh, oh. Ayan na! Go! Go! We wanna hear this!
Dapat pala yung sa atin. Oh, kasi ako sinabi ko sa Station 168, ikaw sa Manila Zoo. So Manila dapat Zoo. May place.
Dapat may place, ha? Kumbaga sa ano, kumbaga sa Facebook, i-click mo yung location find.
Location check-in button, whatever.
Look, what happened in Cologne stays in Cologne.
Hacks! Oh, bilis!
Napaka-international.
Di ba spelling nun, ano? K-U-L-N sa kanila?
K-O.
Cone?
Ah, K-O pala, tama.
O, umlaut.
Cone.
Oh, kasi ano, hindi, wag na lang yun.
Hindi. Ay, naku, hindi. Nag-edit.
Ito,
nag-edit.
Hindi, ito, mas maganda. Very specific, ah.
Oh.
Nung dinrawingan ko siya ng mustache
wait,
sa face.
Wait, spend $100 over a 3-day weekend?
Dinrawingan mo siya ng?
Mustache sa face. Saan?
Saan?
Ha? Dito lang sa Pilipinas. Sa Pilipinas.
Daya, kanina okay na yung kanina.
Oo nga, eh, may cologne. Ano yung cologne?
Oh, we'll give another one.
Ano yung cologne?
Wala, we visited my cousin. My cousin who I hadn't seen in years.
Oh.
Almost 20 years. Then we visited her. And then, okay, cologne is like a place where artists are.
Yeah.
The art, the fashion, very intellectual city,
very artsy,
whatever.
Artsy,
artsy
city.
Party.
Very ano, Dio.
Dio Cologne.
Ay, naku.
Oh, anyway, and then?
And I remember just being so free to express how I felt in public. So, I've never been like that. So, because
in
you're
Manila.
Dami kasi nakakilala eh.
But there...
Alam mo, malapit ka. Malapit ka na talaga, kumuta. Hindi na kita ako sabi ko
ngayon. Eh.
Diba? Diba?
Ay, naku. Uh-huh.
Yung pwede kang mag-PDA kasi you're
yeah.
not afraid.
Yeah.
But why are you afraid? I know that feeling. I know that feeling. Why do you have to be perfect all the time? Ang hirap na na.
Jenny Gale,
parang lagi na lang perfect, di ba? Angeli Des says, ex-best friend, bakit mo hinayaang masira ang pagkakaibigan natin sa isang maling akala? This has happened to me before.
Oh, yeah.
It was a misunderstanding. Right. I mean, seriously, it wasn't anybody's fault.
Yeah.
Wasn't his fault, wasn't my fault, but because of a misunderstanding, muntik nang hindi kami mag-usap forever.
Talaga?
Mm. Just because of a maling akala.
It's horrible.
Kasi alam mo yun, yung because it got started with a maling akala, he wouldn't believe anything I said. I wouldn't believe anything he said. And it was just so ugly, and buti na lang it cleared up.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Horrible.
Kasi meron ding friends na when you don't see them, they think the worst of you. Have you ever had that?
Pwede rin. Pwede
pag di kayo nag-uusap, iba na yung niisip
nila. Iba na yung perception nila of you.
Na baka it's directed towards them.
Yeah.
Na parang,
yeah.
Yeah. Mash Plutonium says, to an ex-beauty queen, bukod sa brains, ano pa ang ninanais mo sana meron ka?
Oh. Wow!
Jing Dalagan says, bakit sa ibang tao ko pa kailangan malaman ang tunay na dahilan kung bakit mo ko hiniwalayan?
Right.
Sometimes it's easier for them.
It's true.
Because sometimes you don't want to hear it also. Like, let's just say you're breaking up with somebody because you've fallen in love with someone else.
Ang sakit sabihin.
Or
it's hard to say.
You just fell out of love. Or, you know, something that the other person will take as an attack against them.
Diba?
Na parang kunwari, like, let's just say, oh yeah, kunwari, bad breath ka. Tapos di niya matake.
Ang hirap sabihin.
Ang hirap naman sabihin nun, diba? Na parang, I'm breaking up with you kasi bad breath ka talaga.
Break up muna, parang diba? Na-insulto pa sila. No. That guy Mark X says, ano ang theme song ng buhay mo ngayon? Patibot? Kasi may anak na siya eh.
Oo, oh, kasi so, parang so childish
na. Sesame Street, Patibot.
Yun ba ang ano, soundtrack niyo?
Pag-isig sa umaga, diretso sa magbatibot, na batibot, taya na ba?
Pagkatapos ng merienda,
magbatibot, magbatibot.
Tirik ang...
Sa dilim ng gabi, pagpatay ng ilaw.
Oh my God,
tirik ang mata, diretso ang pa.
Alam mo kayong dalawa.
Hindi kasi, siyempre, tirik yung mata mo tapos nakadiretso yung paa mo pag nasa couch ka.
Pagsaksakan ng bilis ang broadband.
Manood ka ng Batibot Online.
Yung yes. Mga, ano, pwede, yung, pwede. Mga yung mga canned episodes. Yung, kasi wala na, di ba?
Exactly.
Hmm. Camila, pag medyo malungkot at walang kang kasama. Hindi, kasi siyempre, you're sad. You want to watch something
don't
that makes you happy.
Don't stutter with certain one-syllable words.
Alin,
hindi
alin
maganda. Mamaya na lang, Gina Boy. Or pakinggan mo yung podcast. Second to the last, Camila says, true story, to an ex-boss. Did you really think you can persuade me to change a student's grade just so he can have a quote-unquote clean record?
Mm.
And the top, questions for the ex comes from Sebastian.
Sebastian says,
this is so tricky. If you were given the chance, okay, backstory, yung ex niya, nag-cheat on somebody else.
Okay.
To the point na naging sila na. Broke up with you.
Okay.
So, Sebastian's question is, if you were given the chance to cheat with me while you were with him, would you?
Ah, parang tables are turned.
If the tables were turned, would you have cheated with me?
Mm. That's a difficult question to...
Diba?
Yeah.
It's kind of like mind-blowing because you're like, oh, wow. Does it work the other way around? Yikes!
What a Monday!
I know, diba? Right?
Think no about to start these the things. Week. Wow. All right, so the top 10 questions for the X. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag questions for the X.
Monster Radio. RX 93.1.
All right, as promised. list. And as is customary here on The Morning Rush, third news update on a Monday focuses on what happened over the North American box office for the weekend. Tom Cruise's post-apocalyptic thriller Oblivion wiped out the box office competition, racking up $38.2 million over the weekend. The debut of Oblivion knocked baseball movie 42 into second place. The drama about Jackie Robinson, the first black player in the major leagues, earned $18 million. Wow, that's $20 million less.
Wow. That's the one with Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford. In third place, animated Stone Age comedy The Croods earned $9.5 million in its fifth weekend in theaters. Now, the global sales of The Croods has been estimated at $429.4
million. Wow.
It's that good.
Wow. Well, the thing is with CGI movies, you watch it with kids and the parents.
Yeah. And repeatedly.
Because
the kids love to repeat movies.
Yeah.
All right. So rounding out the top five, horror spoof Scary 5, Make That Scary Movie 5, gross $6.3 million, while G.I. Joe Retaliation took in $5.8 million. That's it for the North American box office news for this hour.
Well, Olympus Has Fallen isn't even there.
Not anymore. Well,
not anymore.
At least in the top five. Right. We don't know from 6 to 10. Maybe it's still
there.
But
it's a really...
You like it?
You really have to. I bet you'll like it too.
Alam mo, a lot of people didn't like it.
It's a surprise. Really?
Yeah, I mean, I see it on Twitter.
Most of what I heard is that they liked
it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I really liked it. Like, enough. I liked it enough to tweet about it. You know what I mean? Yeah. You should give it a try.
You know what I really loved? The movie with Ryan Reynolds and Denzel Washington.
Safe House.
It's such a good movie.
You'll like
Olympus.
Yeah.
Mm. If you like that movie. Yeah.
It's one of those movies where you literally don't want to turn away from the screen because
something might happen.
Something might happen.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, well, there you go. It's a good week for movies. That's it for now. Let's get back to the music right here on The Morning Rush, CDNG. On Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. And we've got our Top 10 for today, courtesy of I'm Not John Lloyd. Let's do the Top 10 questions for the ex. Fry and Pop says,
masaya ka ba talaga nung sinasabihan kita ng I love you? Kasi ang reply mo sa akin lagi, haha.
Aww.
That's the worst.
Lalo kung
that's
kayo na.
Word.
Why would you say haha? Na-imagine kung ko kayo rin nanliligaw. Di ba pwede pa?
Yeah.
Pero yung kayo na, tas haha.
Tapos never kanya sinagot ng I love you. I love you too.
That is so weird.
Pero palaging haha. That's,
tapos ang malalaman mo pala, the reason why she would say haha is because she would always be so parang surprised that someone like you could love someone like me. Di ba?
Carry lang ang peg.
Oo. Kiniligaw mo.
Kasi I remember, I never liked the idea of, you know, because I've been like single for the longest time.
Mm.
So I always found it parang unnecessary when I see couples na, yung laging nag-I love you to each other. Minsan parang tagal-tagal na nilang together, pero like after, sa phone, magbababay lang.
No.
Hey, bye-bye, I love you.
Love you.
Oh. And I was like, is that necessary? Why can't you just reserve that
and
for...
And then now?
And then now.
Tapos. Pag nakatapat, nakahanap ka pala nung katapat mo, it just flows so naturally. Mm. And even if you're just like anything, laging, nyari yung night, love you, oh, bye-bye, love you.
Tutut pa siya na ako, love
bye-bye,
you.
Bye-bye, ingat, love you. Di ba parang,
yeah.
It turns out, it's so natural pala, you're not doing it on purpose. You're not going, oh, mag-I love you na ako ngayon.
No.
But it almost flows out.
Yeah. And it's just, you just feel like you're supposed to let them know.
You know the analogy that comes to mind?
Mm.
A container, di ba pag puno na tumatapon. So parang
right. No, hey, that's actually a really
when
nice
you're,
analogy.
When you're so full of love, parang it spills out verbally and it comes out and, you know, blurt it out. Diba?
Minsan sa Twitter lumalabas.
Yun eh. Kasi pag matagal mong kinimkim.
Minsan
lumalabas sa Twitter ng buo eh.
Lumalabas.
Masyado mong kinimkim kasi.
Minsan lumalabas biglang, mga kailan ba yun?
Kaya biglang...
Minsan.
Tsaka minsan sa...
Alam ko may file tayo yan eh.
Minsan sa status update, di ba?
Meron din yan.
Minsan,
so, sobrang di mo na kaya. Your words can't express it.
Oh, just, bigla mong pinalitan yung ano mo, status mo, di ba?
Minsan lumalabas sa Maldives.
Minsan... Ano ba? Nakidel tayo ngayon.
Ah, sa akin ba?
Oo. Nakidel tayo ngayon. Hansen says,
whatever happened to I'ma stick with you? Did you stick it to somebody else?
Oh.
Yeah, sometimes it happens.
Diba, in the Alanis song, what was that? Blah, 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 blah. Till buddy, you're still alive.
Yeah. Yun kanina, yung binasa ko kanina. Yung, you said, you're gonna love me till you die, but you're still
ayan,
alive.
Ayan, you said you're gonna love me till you die, but you're still alive.
Jing Dalagan says, kailangan ba talaga nakainom ka muna bago tayo magpapakwan? Yung watermelon. Beer first before watermelon. Yogi Bench says, ito, very important question.
Ano ginagawa pulutan?
Yun nga, yung pakwan nga.
Pakwan, pulutan, beer hindi kaya.
Bakit ba? Fruits.
No. Kanya-kanyang
trip yun. Kanya-kanyang trip yun
din. Hindi talaga, hindi.
Tsaka alam mo maganda doon, kasi yung pakwan very filled with water.
Hindi talaga eh.
So, nahahydrate ka.
Nahahydrate ka.
Hindi eh, hindi. Oh, usually, you stick to greasy food.
Oo. Eh, siguro sa'yo. Eh, sa kanila, pruche.
Eh, ganun eh.
Eh, pruche.
Pruche.
Pruche. Yogi Bench says, very important question to ask your ex. Any ex. Every ex. Na-delete mo ba yung video natin?
Ay.
Gumawa wala. Kayo. Huwag kasi kayo gumawa.
Dapat ano, communal. Sabay nyo i-delete in front of each other para alam nyo walang
proof on wala, either side. Walang video, video.
No, don't video
don't
na lang.
Don't video na.
Actually.
If you never
you're just gonna
want...
put yourself in a bad situation. Because, okay, and think about it this way na lang. Even married couples break up. And even if you don't, let's just say that even if you don't break up and you ended up together, chances are you're going to store it somewhere. Mm-mm. You store it in your laptop. You put it in like a safe place, in a hard disk or whatever. Your laptop crashes. Yeah. You leave it in a computer store for them to fix it. Mm-mm. And the next thing you know, it's with them. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just save yourself.
Actually, something as simple pa nga as your laptop gets stolen. Your iPad gets stolen.
It's not like you plan for these things, but it happens. So you just save yourself.
Wag na lang.
Jelly Shoso says,
bigyan na ng mirror.
Di ba usually pag iniwan ka ng ex mo for somebody else, minsan gusto mo kumustahin kung kumusta na sila. Oh. Are they still together? Or naghiwalay na rin ba sila?
Mm-hmm.
So Jelly Shoso will say, oh, kamusta na kayo ng Dota mo? Eh yung si Candy Crush mo.
Kasi puro games.
Kasi doon kanya pinagpalit. Uh-oh. Kaya kayo naghiwalay. Mad Matt Mark says, ang daya, bakit siya kahit walang pasok may allowance?
For some relationship.
Oo, di ba? Di ba, who says? It has to be this kind of relationship. It can be that kind. Cristiano Reynaldo says, ano ba may ana? Sebastian says, bakit kamukha ko yung current mo?
But some people really have a type. I've been told this.
It's not necessarily you.
Uh-huh.
It's their type. Kasi baka isipin mo,
I'm just picking somebody who looks like you.
Yeah.
I think guys are more likely
you just
to be
fit
like
the peg
to have a type. You do too.
No, I don't.
You have a type.
In recent years.
No, pero pag kahit itabi-tabi mo sila, hindi eh.
Tanggalin mo yung aspect na yun. Meron.
Ano?
Yung parang kumbaga sa lalaki, merong yung the challenge, ikaw rin. They have a bit of a challenging personality.
Kumbaga, your type isn't aesthetic, but it's more personality.
More personality.
Mm-hmm.
Yung parang personality house, traits. Parang ganun.
Uh-huh.
Yung that sort of like, you gravitate towards...
The difficult ones.
The broken ones.
Mm.
Parang Dia Frampton. You love the broken
basta,
ones.
Basta, yung there's this...
But not broken. More of,
more of like parang...
Eh.
No, see that. And Jing Dalagan says, hindi ba sapat na ako na ang gumagaso sa mga dates natin? Iniwan mo pa rin ako.
Sometimes that's the reason why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They feel ineffectual.
Yeah. Tsaka, you can't emasculate a guy.
Yeah, they feel castrated.
Yeah, but
you can emasculate me any day.
kung pagdating sa libre.
Wait, let's define first. What emasculation means. Wala iba na sa isip nito eh. Emasculation.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 questions for the ex comes from Cristiano Reynaldo.
He says,
kung ex ka ng certain celebrity, ngayong past na kita, ang name mo na ba ay Rachel Ann Wendt?
Kasi
umalis na siya eh. Wala na. Umaliniwan ka na siya.
Rachel Ann Wendt.
So Rachel Ann Wendt?
Or Rachel Ann Gone.
Rachel Ann Gone. Pwede rin.
All right, so the top 10 questions for the X. Keep sending them in. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag questions for the X.
Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready.
React, greet, be heard. Face facebook.com/RX931. Twitter at RX931.
Check it out.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Morning Rush.
What? It's time for the top 10? I'm still busy getting the green gels from my tree animals.
Why am I not surprised?
There is another world where green gels are, you know,
precious
units of monetary units. It has value.
And
whatever. Back to reality, the bitter reality that is my life.
Sus!
You know what I want to do?
Whatever.
What? One of these days. When he's too busy with the top.
Erase his apps?
Yes. Alam mo, you're just pure evil. You do know that.
No, boy,
let's do something fun. We haven't done something fun as a barkada, as a kikay
boy. What? What do you mean?
I don't know. Like yung parang some... Diba, dami-dami natin ganyan na, you know what we should do? Tapos we never do it.
Okay, so what do you want us to do?
Yung sinasabi ni Gino na we'll just do something impulsive and go somewhere.
Oh, sige, let's all take off our clothes right now.
We do that all the time. Let's do something we haven't
shaking
done
shaking my
yet.
Head in disapproval.
What?
Kasi there are so SMH. Many limitations now. Eh.
I know, right?
Diba, like, you know, if had I not tore my ACL, I would have been in Mount Pulag over the weekend.
Really?
I would have climbed it.
But you no. still can. It's
just not
gonna,
now.
Well, not now. You're just gonna take some time.
Yeah.
Let's
do something food based.
Food based.
Let's do something.
Was spiral
style. Yeah, that's something.
Weren't we all
disappointed? Why don't we do that tonight? All three of us after our shoot.
Sasama ko ba si Cooper?
Libre ba siya sa buffet? Siguro, no? He's a big
He doesn't really eat.
He just started eating solid food. But because we don't know what time we'll finish, eh?
If we finish...
No, you'll finish right in time for... It would still be open. For sure.
Is that in that area, ba?
No, you're in Makati.
Oh, well, relatively close by.
Closer.
Tama. You'll be in Buendia. You can come out Buendia and then head towards... Rojas.
Ah, alam ko na. You want to do something really spontaneous?
Yeah.
Libre mo yung co-host mo sa Spyros.
Oh, here we go. Let's go. Let's go. We've got the top 10. The top 10.
Bilis magbago ng ano. But seriously, you guys want
to try it? Diba, no?
Baka. Diba, dami ba namang racket?
Oo nga naman.
Ano ba naman yun?
Sino nag-host sa atin noong Sunday?
Wala.
Ako wala. Wala akong work. Ikaw, meron.
Ako, Saturday.
Wala rin ako.
Hoy, tayong tatlo kaya.
Meron Saturday? Tayo.
Hello. Magkakasama kaya tayo.
Hindi, Friday yun.
Friday
yun. Oh, speaking of, can we just say thank you and good morning to Golden ABC.
Good morning.
Thank you for inviting us. You guys were a really fun crowd.
Thank you for making me host in shorts.
Yeah.
So weird. No?
Yeah. I mean, thank you for laughing at some of my jokes.
Yes.
I think they were
crowd,
laughing
no?
out of politeness.
Even their big bosses. Because sometimes our big bosses are very serious.
Stern.
But no, they're not. They're
and always smiling, no?
Always smiling.
Yeah.
So hello, right. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Ano?
Mamaya.
Tara, tara.
Game? Ako, ikaw?
So ako yung hahabol.
Oo. Oh. Punta ka lang ko ba bibisahin mo kami?
Bibisahin
mo kami.
Pwede kasi eh.
Pwede.
Sige.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Game yan ah.
Game.
Wait. Let me check the child.
Ito.
Is check priority. Check the child.
Sigurado ka the child.
Yung baby o yung baby?
Yung baby o yung baby?
Just do your job.
Thank you to I'm Not John Lloyd presenting in the top 10 topic for today. Questions for the X. Let's start off with Dwayne B. To my ex-friend. Oh, kumusta naman lahat ng mga so-called friends mo? Pinapansin ka pa ba nila pag hindi mo sila nililibre?
Ay,
issues. Mrs. Bond says, for an ex-boyfriend, kailan ka ba lalabas sa closet? Corrick says, to my ex-friend, alam mo ba kung gaano kasama ang ugali mo?
Sure, I'll just go back to yung the previous one. Labas ka na ba sa closet?
No.
Sometimes, kasi, let's say, a girl got together with a guy before he...
A girl.
A girl.
A girl.
Tapos, they got together, and then they broke up because, well, obviously, he's gay.
Mm.
And everybody hounds the girl for why they broke up.
Mm.
And she can't say, because he's gay.
Yeah.
I mean, she's forced to come up with some...
Cockamamie excuse.
Yeah.
A what?
Cockamamie excuse.
A cockamamie excuse.
Yeah. Okay.
Haven't you used a cockamamie excuse?
I don't think I have.
Mm.
I'm not very fond of cockamamie excuses.
But you should try using a cockamamie excuse.
Okay. Mm. All right. I will. One of these days.
So let's say hi to Luis.
Hello, Luis.
Let's say, okay, yeah. Nagplaneng barkada ng gimmick on air.
Diba? Ganyan talaga. Saka talagang ano. Saka kadalasan talaga it has something to do with food.
Oh nga. Kasi yeah. Naman, we can't really... I'm immobile. Well,
hello, kahit nung namang di ka pa na-tear yung ACL mo, food pa rin yun.
Oo nga, food pa rin ang ano natin eh.
Well, I'm always hungry.
In fairness, food and travel.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the travel part is ano eh.
And they usually go together, let's face it. Especially if you go to a strange new land, you wanna taste the food.
Like Maldives?
Among other places.
What else did you taste in Maldives?
Alam mo, isa pang masarap mag-food trip talaga. Bangkok. Sa ano pa lang, sa street food pa lang, you're so much fun na.
Really?
Yeah, like...
But they, they have like fried cockroaches.
No. You know where we should stay go? Away from those.
Oh my gosh. Taiwan. For the street food.
The street food.
Really?
It's insane. Crazy. It's in, and they have a 24-hour street food place.
We don't have to go to Areco.
What a pansy talaga.
Oh, no, I hit it wrong. We don't have to go so far. Yung ano, before the book launch.
Ano?
Street food ng ano, Singapore. Like street
no,
food.
No, obviously
food.
Obviously naman kakain tayo dun eh.
No, I know. Pero like, dayuhin natin street food
pero
talaga.
Pero simulan natin sa UP.
Mag-hawkers tayo.
Huh?
We're gonna try out hawkers.
Diba? But can we go to the cheap hawkers?
Let's go to the cheap hawkers in SG.
And you go to them, you cheap hawker.
No.
Diba?
Here's the hawkers.
Pero alam mo, I didn't used to be into hawkers.
Boy, I beg to disagree.
Pero I found, I know.
Yes, you have.
No, pero para, I wanna try yung Singapore hawkers.
Kasi, where else have you tried?
What they're saying lang daw kasi is that some hawkers are dirty.
Ay, not always, ha?
Not always, but some of them are.
See, pero, I told you, bihasayan sa
you have to know where to go to get the clean hawkers.
Oh, so where are the clean hawkers, Chico? Where?
Magtatanong yung tayo ano? Sa local nga, eh.
Yung sa may...
Somebody there.
Ano yun?
They would
Makan
know.
Sutra?
Yeah.
Makan Sutra?
Ang sosyo namang hawkers nun.
No, it's considered
mall.
As a hawker. Nasa tabi lang siya ng mall.
Nasa tabi ng mall.
Tumatabi lang siya sa mall. Pero may hawkers din sa may
wala bang hawkers na indoors?
Sa may beach road.
Why? Why?
Hindi, para... Kasi minsan, it's too hot.
Hindi, sa gabi tayo pumunta.
Doon naman kadalasan nag-open yung mga hawkers.
Oo, yung hawkers. Gabi.
Pag-gabi.
Oh.
That is true, though. Well, I'm so excited for the hawkers.
Nothing different gets types you of excited hawkers. Than hawkers.
Diba?
Spell hawker, Chico.
H-A-W-K-E-R-S.
Hawkers.
Okay. Hawkers. To hawk.
Yeah. The food hawkers. Wow, I'm so excited. Okay.
Dami tong hipon dun.
Ay, siyempre. Ako allergic ako dun eh.
Cereal prawn.
Ako, diba? I'm allergic. So I'll stay away from
you
that.
You know what's really good in Makan Sutra? The ano, the chicken, the fried chicken. It's insanely delicious.
Yeah, you like the ano,
chicken wings?
The cereal.
Insanely delicious.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, what's up to Louis Amuco? Who says, who just gave us a list of clean hawkers. Kasi alam niya yung list ng clean hawkers eh.
You know, the fear is to get something from them eh. Yung,
exactly.
Yung the like, dirty hawkers. Hindi,
tsaka diba? I don't wanna get sick.
Like gastroenteritis.
Oh.
Delikado yan.
So you wanna go
food poisoning.
You're in a strange country pa, diba? Ah. It's not your own. So
you wanna stick with the clean hawkers.
Nakakahawa ba yun? Food poisoning?
No naman.
Hindi, diba?
No.
Grey Weed was just saying, alam mo, guys, sa morning rush lang nangyayari na nagpaplano ng private gimmick ang barkada at na-excite pati ang listeners. Thank you.
Pero nakaka-excite naman to plan a hawking trip.
Yes. Oo, diba?
Yung trip namin eh. Hawkers.
Oo, tsaka diba, just because we're going to the hawkers doesn't mean you can't go to the hawkers as well.
Exactly.
Go. We encourage it.
Yeah, tsaka maganda sa hawkers. Very ano sila, very accommodating. Parang, what can I do to please you? Diba?
How may I serve you?
How may I serve you?
Hirap lang minsan maghaggle pag yung language barrier.
Mm-mm. Hindi kasi hindi ka nag-iintindihan.
Hindi nila mag-gets
minsan. Minsan lang ba? Pero universal language naman yun. Food.
And Yogi Bench says, so, okay, questions for the ex, ha? So, saan mas masaya? Sa lalaki o sa like tomboy?
What?
If your girl left
you. If you're
you,
a girl, yeah.
To, for another girl.
Oh, I know.
Diba? So, sometimes it's not anything bitchy, but you're just curious. Where are you really happier ba?
Yeah.
Diba? Jing Dalagan says, pan-date, pang-kain, tuition, rubber shoes, hindi ba dapat kahit papano may return on investment? Second to
that's
the last.
That's the hope.
Yeah, that's the hope. Second to the last. Yan says, bakit sa tuwing malungkot ka, hinahanap mo?
I agree.
Sometimes. There are,
yeah, bigla mo paparamdam. What the,
hey, Jay Ryan has a pretty good point. Mm. He goes, sa dami ng pinlanon yung lakad on air, ilan ang natuloy?
Yun ang tanong.
Diba? Our kickspedition.
Well, there's one that, yeah. Anong kickspedition?
Yun dapat magka-camping tayo.
We always have those, ano.
I know, right? Eh, kasi nga, anyway, and the
let's
top.
Say good morning to Jelly.
Jelly.
Hi, Jelly.
Jelly Bells. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, Jelly.
Morning, Jelly.
Hello.
Si Jelly lang.
Si Jelly lang ba?
Jelly, hindi ako to, ah.
Hindi. Bakit?
Oh.
Di ba official na?
Official na muna.
Official na, ano ka ba? So hello, Jelly.
Asa si Boyfi?
Si Boyfi.
Boyfi. So hello, hello to Rada.
Oh, so wait, wait. Kung boy fee, si Rodas.
Oo, oh, kinikilig
ano si Jelly?
Girl fee?
Hindi.
Ano?
Wife fee.
Ay, sorry.
Sorry. Nangalas ka pa.
Siguro nagsisisi na yan. Parang dapat yun
never, na pinaalam ko mga. Mental note, never tweet and never text.
Ano ba? Ay, dapat meron sila, ano? Yung parang Brangelina. So, kung...
Joda. Joda. Joda kasi Jelly Roda. Joda.
Rolly.
Wag wag Joda.
Rolly na lang.
Rolly. Rolly o Joda.
So we'll call you Rolly from now on.
Wag Rolly.
Mas gusto ko Joda.
Wag Joda. Please. Tsaka wag Joda. Joda.
Kasi Jelly and Roda.
O, so Jedda.
Joda. Diba?
O di Jedda.
Hindi. Joda.
Hindi. Jedda.
Jedda. Or Relly.
O kaya Viking.
Go Vicky. Viking.
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 Viking. Viking.
Oh, sorry, excited ako.
O kaya ano, Kitor.
Kitor.
That's just...
Kiktor.
Kiktor. Anyway, and the top. Sorry, we get so easily distracted. Para tayo mga ano.
Alam mo, para kayo may ADHD.
Oo nga.
Dalawa.
Feeling ko talaga meron eh. Like, meron siya tayo
parang... Yourself. Baka ikaw. Ako magaling ang aking concentration. The top questions for the ex comes from... I am not John Lloyd.
He says...
This is an important question, I think, for any ex. When you think of me, what do you experience? Nostalgia or regret? Because nostalgia is positive.
Yeah.
I mean, you long for it. You yearn for it.
But I mean, sometimes...
Pero regret is like...
Pero sometimes regret or hate that they feel is not really that.
Yeah.
It's the fact that they don't like that it never worked with you.
Yeah.
Pero didn't it?
Pero meron ding yung mga galit lang talaga sila sa'yo.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. The top 10 questions for the X. Keep sending them in. Final hour, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag questions for the X.
It's Seagull. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part 4.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, the top 10 questions for the ex. Let's start off with Chenong. Bakit parang iba na yung ngiti mo ngayon? Mas radiant nung dati, nung tayo pa.
Or so that, you say.
Or so you say.
That could be ano, ah. Remember that Eraserhead song? Iba na ang iyong ngiti.
Yeah.
Iba na ang
yeah.
iyong tingin.
Gagaboo says, hindi ba ex ka na? Eh bakit ko umasta ka parang current pa rin? Merong ganun.
Yeah, they get confused.
That guy marked X says, if you were to live your life again, would you repeat the episodes where I'm in?
Would you relive it?
Would you relive it?
Would you? Would you guys? I think I would.
Everything.
Ako rin, I would.
Well, okay, wait.
Pero as long as I know na...
Pero uunahan ko na sila. inunahan din.
No, pero as long
bago
as I know na I'm
break sa akin, breakan kita.
As long as I know that I'm not like yung with the same innocence at the time. Kasi syempre, if you know that's not going to work, parang nakakabagot naman yata ulitin yun. Half-Baked Boy says something very similar. Iba pala. RC pala. RC was saying, what's your favorite memory of me? Even if it's not, di ba yung earlier sabi natin parang moment.
Yeah.
Ito kahit yung like memory of
memory
me.
Lang.
Like a habit of mine or a physical aspect.
When my name is brought up,
yes.
What do you think of?
What
what's
do
the
you
first
think
thing
of?
That comes to mind?
Is it positive or negative? Brick says, for my ex-best friend and ex ano na rin, lover, how does it feel to taste my leftovers?
Ooh.
And something similar from Kylie Gayahan, kamusta na kayo ng best friend ko? Maliot says, na-check mo na ba yung last bill mo sa credit card?
Oh!
Payback!
Snap! Yogi Bench says, for an ex-classmate, ilang kumpanya na ang sinabihan mong cum laude ka na alam naman naming lahat ng mga classmates natin na hindi totoo?
But doesn't that come out in your records?
Oh, siguro verbally mo lang sinasabi.
Hindi, tsaka some people won't verify.
Yeah. Yeah. Half-Baked Boy says, ano ang feeling na ipinagpalit ako sa boss mo na ipinagpalit ka sa boss mo na mukhang tuko? Okay ba? Sounds real.
Yeah.
Dine Girl says, aaminin mo ba ngayon na ikaw ang nagsuot ng gown ko kaya napulit? Now that we're done.
Come on.
Now that we're done. Dine Girl says, hindi ba incest yung ginagawa niyo ngayon? Kasi pareho kayong anak ni Satanas.
Grabe.
So incest kasi, di ba?
Oh my gosh.
Madison Camille says, you said to move on. My question is, where? Guapo Dao says, kamusta ka na? Ganda ng abs mo, saan ka nag-gym? Fry and Pop
pero
says,
sometimes you really see that, yung mga biglang, uy, bakit biglang umayos yung...
Oo, di ba? Yung parang, wow. Okay.
Sometimes it's the breakup that does that.
Ang yummy mo ngayon.
Because there's so much time on your hands.
Tsaka you're in the market
again. You're so productive. Yeah,
you're
in the market
conscious again.
Or you're trying to find a way to entertain yourself.
Or you're trying to find a way for revenge. It's like payback. Na parang, this is what you let go.
Ako, I still say marketing. It's a marketing ploy.
Ako kasi hindi, when I got into yoga, talagang I just needed something new.
To preoccupy you.
Kasi otherwise, I would go crazy.
Plus, you have a thing. Do you realize that every time you break up, people always tell you you're blooming?
It's
really
insane.
Weird. Seriously.
It's insane.
And people who have no idea of what happened to her,
even your
like
friends,
in her love
diba?
Life, as in zero information about her love life.
Dapat pala, bago ka magpa-photo shoot or something.
Break muna.
Break muna. Tapos balik ka
na lang. I remember
so freaky.
One photo shoot of mine, I will always remember this. Mm. I had just broken up with someone. And they told me, the photographer said, grabe, ang ganda ng smile mo. Yung eyes mo, they smile.
Hashtag alam na.
Alam na.
Kasi after the breakup.
But that's not how I felt.
Yeah.
I felt just sucky. Yeah. Mm. Like, yuck.
Baka magaling ka lang mag-pretend.
Magaling ba ako mag-pretend?
No. I don't think she was pretending. It's really just a freaky phenomenon when it comes to her. Mm. She really blooms right after a breakup.
And it's funny that we all have our different, because yours is because you're back in the market. You just want to get preoccupied. Oh, it's more of
revenge.
And parang this is what you let go of. You know what I mean? It's just parang itong sayo. Ganun.
Kasi si Del just wants to run away. Ikaw, you're really just
evil.
Egotistic. Tapos ako naman, I'm really desperate. Kanya-kanya lang tayo na issues eh.
Grabe yung judgment.
Last few. Boy Bakal says, ano ba ang ginawa ko sa'yo para nagawa mo yung ginawa mo sa akin?
And that's a good question.
Second to the last, from John Lloyd, I'm not John Lloyd, does your family still like me or do they resent me now to some degree? And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 questions for the ex comes from Fry and Pop.
Fry and Pop says,
hey, did you read about the new study that flirting is a disease? Get well soon, bitch.
Get well soon, bitch.
Get well soon, bitch. All right, the top 10 questions for the X. Key in RX. Space your entries and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag questions for the X.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. This one's a keeper. We've got our top 10 for today. Thank you to I'm Not John Lloyd for suggesting this. The top 10 questions for the ex. Let's start off with Half-Baked Boy. Bakit mo ko ginanintugo nun?
It's a term now. Ginanintugo nun mo.
Sabi niya, bakit mo ko ginanintugo nun? Sige ka.
Grabe, everyone's just, you know having right? their say about it.
Even Gladiator had a hashtag that goes, na janintugo nun ka, Dre.
Yeah, ganun. So, bakit mo ko ginanintugo nun? Sige ka, LTE na ang karma ngayon.
Mabilis na kasi. That's right.
LTE. And also, Jay Ryan says, did curiosity kill your virginity?
Well, but oftentimes it does.
Diba the cat? Alam ko the cat eh. And from Ella Mariano.
Pero usually sa guys yun.
Uh-oh.
Kasi what kills the virginity of girls mostly is love.
Not all
or what they think is love.
Or what they think is love.
Or the promise of love.
Mm.
Ella Mariano says, nabayaran na ba ng lola mo lahat ng inutang niya sa tindahan namin nung tayo pa? That's the parang icky part of the breakup, diba? Mash Plutonium says,
and the icky
says,
part is like, let's just say you guys have been together for like the
forever,
longest time.
To the point na ganun na nga.
And you have so many things in her house and she has a lot of things in your house. Yeah. Alam mo yung nga ganun, tapos parang, how do you get it
how
all back?
How do you get it all back? Mash Plutonium says, do you like where all your suspicions took you?
That's for the jealous partner.
That's a nice question, huh?
Kasi sometimes meron talaga yung OA yung pagka-jealous.
Yeah.
Tapos wala naman pala talaga.
The worst combination is they're paranoid, they're jealous, and third, they think they're always right.
Yeah.
Bad combo. Kasi if you're suspicious and you think you're always right, then you think all your suspicions are correct.
You know what else is a really bad combo? Kung nandadaya ka, tapos intuitive yung partner mo.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know another bad combo? Mm. Trampoline and LBM.
Wow, Chico.
It's so specific.
What happened?
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, Chico.
Because we were talking about, you know, it's a really lethal combination.
Sino naglinis ng trampoline? Gross.
Midnight Crease says, anong laban ng 5 years ko? Versus isang gabi mo siyang nakilala.
Mm.
Like, di ba? Like, syempre with 5 years, you see all each other's flaws and, you know, all the ugliness. Pero anong laban mo sa one night? Of course, it's going to seem so dreamy. It's going to seem so perfect.
So perfect and nothing. And you're still, you're back to excitement.
Di ba?
Does he like me? Does she like me?
Banker Boy says, explain in 10 pages, why did you let go of the best?
Wow. Looks. Yeah.
Or what you think is
or what
the best.
You think is the best. Yes.
Shiva Loners says, ganda nung kasama mo ngayon na. Saang Zoom mo siya nakilala? Madison Camille says, have you finally learned the art of asking before judging? For Rene Boy says, kamusta na yung karinderya mo? Marami pa rin kumakain? O naumay na ang sambayan ng Pilipinas?
Sambayan ng Pilipinas.
Sorry, but isn't it like, it's true na sometimes some questions sound like an accusation?
Yeah. It's not a question. It's an accusation.
Or it is a question, but it sounds like an accusation because of the nature.
Yeah.
For example, you're asking your boyfriend or your girlfriend if, are you flirting?
Yeah.
Are you flirting with this guy or that girl?
And Ezron Walker says, bakit mo naman kinopya yung wedding theme na pinlano natin? Pati yung venue, food, dresses.
That's really painful.
Ouch!
I would understand if it's the girl. Kasi girls predate all the guys she's been with.
It's their idea.
They know it from when they're 8.
No, but even if it's like the girl who, you know, came up with it, but if you discussed it with a guy, chances are, the guy would have had some input on it too.
Some guys talaga.
Zero input.
Hindi, pero may iba. And then, what if yung ibang input na yun, sinama din dun sa wedding nila. Diba? Yun yung masakit eh. Kasi parang it's like, I thought that was saved for us.
Did you guys ever talk marriage with your exes? Did it reach that part?
No. Hello, in 3 weeks?
Malay mo, whirlwind.
Oh, whirlwind it
no,
was.
No, but it wasn't like a serious talk. More of like a parang, hey, if
a
you were to get married, what kind of what kind of theme would you have? Where would it be?
Ako, I never did.
Really?
Never
at all?
No. Even the longest one?
What do you mean? No, I mean, sobra ka del. What I meant, ay, grabe.
It's the quote, Chico
Garcia. Del, ha?
The questions you asked
si
are too incriminating.
Si Del.
To Del.
Grabe.
Ay, naku, galing maka-turntables ng isa dyan, no?
Grabe. Si Santi San Gabriel, ayos yung question niya, simple lang eh. Pwede ka tonight.
Ay, pero may ganun.
Ito pa, may pa-simple version of that. Pwede makitulog sa condo.
Ay, may ganun, na. A good friend of mine once told me that the reason why that happens a lot between exes is because of the familiarity.
Diba?
And it just makes it better.
Oh, Master Jake
better
says...
Better or more convenient?
Convenient and better. Because you already know. Oh. You already know what you're supposed to do.
Pero maganda yung di mo pa alam eh.
Meron ding ganun.
Hindi, pero opinion. Meron din kasing alam na nila kung ano yung gusto mo.
Oo.
Because you guys have been together for like so long. They already know. But at the same time, it's familiarity, but it's also new because you're not together anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's been a while, so it's like, it's almost as if you're meeting each other again. Okay, Master Jake says, how does it feel to choose the wrong guy? Hey. Well, according to you. Cristiano Reynaldo says, why can't I spell sex without X? And the top questions for the ex is a tie. Dalawa siya eh. Sorry, hindi pala. Okay, one more before the top. Sebastian says, kung may relationship status sa FB na, still banging the ex game. And the top question for the ex comes from Ridicule Lewis.
Ridicule Lewis says.
So obviously, the ex chose somebody na.
Okay.
Ridicule Lewis would ask the ex, bukod sa pride, standards at panty, ano pa binaba mo para maging kayo?
Grabe!
Oh my God!
Wow, that's a bit much.
Grabe! Bukod sa pride, standards at panty, ano pa ang ibinaba mo para maging
sorry.
Kayo?
Okay!
What about us? What's your question for the ex?
I have two.
Sige.
For different exes.
Yeah?
One is, did you find it in yourself to forgive me?
Ooh.
Mm.
And then the other one is, are you happy with what you did?
Mm. Mm.
Or are you even sorry?
Yun. I think
are
that's
you
a
even
better
sorry?
Question.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they're not happy, pero.
Yeah, it's like, are you even remotely sorry about what you did?
Go,
ako, I'd probably ask,
okay, hi, Ina.
Ako siguro ano lang. One specific ex. Mm. How often do you think of me? I'm just curious.
At night lang daw.
Ay, nako.
Hindi kasi siyempre when you're lying down.
There's more time
alone,
to think.
There's more time to think. That's when ano.
Ako, I want to know... I want to know, do you still think of me? And did you love me?
Ah, no, parang, do you think of me? Think of me fondly.
Uh-huh.
Or wait, that's what the song is.
Did you love me? What was
like,
I?
Like, really, really love me.
What was I to you?
Uh-huh.
Was I a nightmare? Was I just a nightmare to you?
Try playing Neo's Do You.
Bakit ako naiyak?
There really is a thing like that, eh. Whenever it comes to exes, you really... You know, there's something.
It's not because you want to be with them.
Yeah, it's not because you want to be with
true,
them.
Huh?
It's just, I mean, maybe because you did let this person into your heart.
Yeah.
So they'll always hit that nerve.
Yeah.
Right.
One more. Kaya ba you're not getting in touch? What?
Our friend.
Oh.
No, it's not about the toothpick holder.
Oh.
Dude, I'm not even talking about that. Sumamo.
What toothpick holder?
Sorry. It's another ex.
Don't ask.
No, for me, kasi I don't understand it. Did you love me?
Mm-mm.
Was I just a bad episode in your life? And what can you... I'm sure you know that right now I have, you know...
You have what?
I wonder what are the thoughts about it?
In
some small measure, they still matter.
Yeah. It's like I said, it's really not because you want to get back with them.
No.
Or you want to find out what it'd be like. But it's just more of like...
curiosity. And let's face it, you shared something with them.
Or maybe closure. Partly closure din eh. Na parang you want to find out eh. Na parang, like with me, I want to find out if you're sorry about what you did. Na parang...
Sige, ako one last.
Oh, what?
And honestly, ano yung reaction mo nung na-meet mo si... baby whale. Nag-meet na kasi sila. So. I'm just curious. Okay, there you go. Thank you right, guys for joining us.
Thank you for joining us.
We'll see you again tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Quick Fix up next.
Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.